I don't want to participate in that. That's what she does. She lets us know that the food's here.
Boulder Food Rescue, a local organization, delivers produce on a weekly basis to Canyon Point and other food insecure communities like them. The food is delivered directly to the communities where residents volunteer to distribute the food. The current volunteers at Canyon Point are Cindy Holmes and her dog Stella. The two work hard on a weekly basis to set out the deliveries, clean up after, and compost any leftovers.
I've lived at Canyon Point for about a year and a half now. We're all here because we're low-income housing and because we can't afford to live somewhere else, and so all of us are kind of in the same boat, and all of us don't have very much money, and it takes a lot of money to go to the store and get groceries these days. And just the little things that they bring, such as this week I needed some potatoes, and they brought like 6 potatoes, I think, and I took 3 or 4 of them, and it was just what I needed. And you find that happens with things that people take. It's just like they just happen to need apples, and then here come the apples, so.
With the help of Cindy and Stella, the food relief provided by Boulder Food Rescue has seen an overwhelmingly positive response at Canyon Point.
I don't know what I'd do without this place. Stella and I'd probably be on the street.
Food insecurity is when a person does not have reliable access to sufficient and nutritious foods. It is almost always a result of economic insecurity. For many seniors, economic insecurity combines with multiple other obstacles to make accessing food extremely challenging. Seniors are at a disadvantage because many rely on their Social Security as their only source of income, while transportation and physical mobility make going out to get food a struggle. Boulder Housing Partners has 12 sites for low-income communities. Canyon Point is one of these sites, and it caters to seniors ages 62 and up. Boulder Food Rescue reaches around 21,000 people, like Cindy. The organization moves around 1,600 pounds of food a day, which would have otherwise gone to waste, and they do it all by bicycle. The food goes to 20 non-cost grocery programs around town so that communities like Canyon Point are able to meet their nutritional needs.
I'm one of 5 co-founders, and we started it because we were upset that food was going to waste. People were hungry, so we were just like, let's try something.
Hayden Dansky, the executive director and co-founder of Boulder Food Rescue.
It was a really, really organic process. We understood that food was going to waste for really absurd reasons, like it's not quite perfect, or it looks funny, or maybe a grocery store just gets a new shipment in. And we initially started a meal in the park, and we found that there were people who are saying, this is the healthiest food we get all week, and this is really different because you all sit down and eat with us. And like those kind of, that feedback essentially was what kind of influenced us to create Boulder Food Rescue how it is today, to focus on healthy food and to focus on creating systems that involve people who want to give back.
Hayden Dansky began the organization based on the desire to reduce food waste.
It's not just food recovery. I think that's the biggest misconception. We're rescuing food that would go to waste. We're distributing food to people that wouldn't have it otherwise, but I think beyond that, we're able to like give people a hand and a voice in their own food access, and that is so much deeper than the emergency food handout.